Good morning. Today we are celebrating Trinity Sunday, that Sunday annually after Pentecost where we celebrate that mystery, the essence of God, the triune nature, the Trinity, that holy mystery. And in that celebration, we look to our canon of scripture. And today our scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse 1 and going through chapter 2, verse 4a. This is the first creation story. Turn with me now. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome amidst the waters. Let it spread the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome, and it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds of every kind, and every kind bearing seed in it. God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. Let there be some signs and for seasons, days, and years. Let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky and gave light upon the earth to rule over the day and over the night and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves and every kind which waters swarm and every winged bird of every kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild things of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let's make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created humankind in his image, and the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said to the earth, See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And for every beast of the earth, and every fruit bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, and everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw that he had made, indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished in all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done. He rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God had rested from all the work he had done. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of God for the people of God. Now, I understand that is a long passage, and it's not one when reading you instantly think, oh, the Trinity, the mystery of the Trinity, and now all of a sudden it makes sense. Instead, it shows us that origin, that beginning, because there's so much mystery there. We are uncomfortable with mystery. We like categories and systematic organization to a fault. We label things that ought not to be labeled. We label people that ought not to be labeled to make ourselves more comfortable. Just as we seek understanding of the creation of the world, we seek understanding of the Trinity and what that means and how we can understand better and deeper and live into the knowledge. But that is not what we were called to do. We are called to respond. We see elements of the Trinity in this first creation story. We see the wind from God. We see that creative energy, and even in verse 26, we see that reference of let us make humankind in our image. So something about the Trinity is held within us as creations made in the image of God. We see later in scripture that prohibition on carven images, graven images of God. Because God, the image of God, is already in the world in us. So on this Trinity Sunday, in this particular time, in our particular place, how are we living as image bearers? And how are we recognizing the image of God in every other human we see? Are we living intentionally in community, growing in strength and faith and love and hope and meeting together in some loose semblance of the beauty of the community of the Trinity? Or are we judging others? Or feeling judged by others? Moving into a place of rather, some of us are moving into a place of learning. Some of us are being pulled into a place of figuring out our own privilege and what that means. And some of us are quite content to continue to just be on social media and live in this world where we're not in community in the same way. As we have taken time physically apart, as we work on plans to figure out how to come back together safely, as we move and live and figure out how to be the church, are we recognizing what's going on around us, outside of us? Or is the weight of what is happening right now, right where we are, so heavy that we forget to even hand it over to God? I encourage you, wherever you are this day, however you have received the events of the past 2 weeks, however you have lived through the events of the past 3 to 4 months, I invite you to remember we are made in God's image. We are made to be in relationship, in community. We are made unique, yet somehow all bearing God's image. And that is a mystery alongside the mystery of the Trinity that we may not need to fully unpack, but rather live into the joy of knowing we are chosen, we are made, we are able to be caretakers, because we were given this awesome responsibility to be the image of God in this place, in this time. Amen.